This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A co-founder of a group called Cowboys for Trump has been barred from public office because of his involvement in the January 6th insurrection and riot at the U.S. Capitol. New Mexico State District Judge Francis Matthew removed Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin from his elected position effective immediately and banned him from seeking further public office, citing the 14th Amendment's clause barring those who have taken oaths to uphold the Constitution from holding federal or state office if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Judge Matthew wrote, "Due to his disqualification under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, defendant is constitutionally ineligible and barred for life from serving as a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or from holding any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, including his current office as an Otero County Commissioner." Griffin, who espoused false claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, was convicted in federal court this year of a misdemeanor for entering the Capitol grounds on January 6th. Griffin was sentenced to 14 days and credited for time served. Griffin faced misdemeanor charges and represented himself in a two-day bench trial. He made headlines at the start of the trial this year for his plans to ride a horse to the courthouse. Griffin abandoned the plan because he said he wanted to respect the court and didn't want to create a spectacle. He instead showed up in a truck with a Cowboys for Trump-branded horse trailer attached. Upon walking into the courthouse in March, Griffin insisted that a metal police barricade he climbed upon on the grounds of the Capitol on January 6th was a step. Griffin claimed, "That was a step. It was a metal step. I used it as a step. You can call it a barricade. I call it a step." E-cigarette maker Juul will pay $438 million to 34 states, including Montana, in a settlement following a two-year investigation into the company's marketing practices. An investigation found that Juul deliberately marketed its products to young people, even though e-cigarette sales to children are illegal. Marketing efforts included free samples, social media campaigns, launch parties, and the use of young-looking models in its advertising campaigns. Juul also features flavors such as mango, fruit, and mint that are popular among underage users. The settlement will limit Juul's sales and marketing, including restrictions on marketing to people under age 35, limits on in-store displays, online and retail sales limits, and a retail compliance check protocol. In 2019, the U.S. FDA chastised the company for its marketing, which included a presentation to kids while they were at school, in which company representatives said the product was, quote, "totally safe," unquote. In June, the FDA ordered Juul to stop selling its products. A court blocked that FDA ban, so the products are still for sale in the U.S. Montana State University's College of Nursing received a $3.9 million grant to offer mobile health clinics to rural areas that both train nursing students and provide much-needed care. The four-year grant from the U.S. Health Resources Services Administration is an expansion of rural mobile health clinics that Montana State University has held over the last 4 years. The mobile health clinic teams usually consist of a dental hygienist, a clinical nurse faculty, health services coordinators, and anywhere from 2 to 15 MSU nursing students. The grant has an emphasis on the mobile training health clinic model, which sees nursing students and professionals, who also act as supervisors for the students, working in a team and traveling to areas with limited access to medical care. MSU will partner with indigenous and rural counties in the state, ranging from the Northern Cheyenne Nation, the Blackfeet Nation, Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes of the Flathead Nation, and Ravalli County. The goal is to provide primary care, but also to expand the types of providers. Additional providers attending clinics include art therapy and resiliency training for those recovering from trauma, along with behavioral and developmental health providers. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.